I pray we'll be through it quickly, but the tunnel seems to go on forever. I hear a faint murmur under the rock. It sounds like a snake hissing, all sss, though I swear I hear sacrifice, and once, save us. I can't hear the footfalls of my friends anymore, and I'm in a panic when at last a dim shaft of light falls. There is an opening in sight. Relief floods through me as I tumble through the slender gap, followed by my friends. Pip wipes at the muck on her sleeves. Horrid tunnel! I felt the hot breath of some foul thing on my neck. That was me, Anne confesses. Where are we? Felicity asks. We've come out on a windswept heath surrounded by a circle of stony peaks. A light snow falls. The flakes cling to our lashes and hair. Wendy turns her face up to it as if it's a blessing.
Oh, that's nice, she murmurs.
Dark, heavy clouds sit above the cliffs. Sharp veins of light pulse against them, and thunder sounds. Through the thin veil of snow, I see it. An ancient, weathered ash tree, as thick as 10 men and as tall as a house, rises majestically from a small patch of green grass. Its many branches stretch out every which way. It is commanding. I cannot look away. And I know that this is the tree in my dreams. This is what Wilhelmina Wyatt wanted me to find. The tree of all souls, I say in awe. We found it. The snow pelts my face, but I don't care. The magic hums sweetly inside me, as if called. The sound wraps itself around my every sinew. It pulses in my blood with a new refrain I cannot yet sing, but long to.
You have come at last,
it murmurs, as softly as a mother's lullaby.
Come to me. You need only to touch, and you will see.
Shards of lightning cut the sky around us. The power of this place is strong, and I want to be part of it. My friends feel it too. I can see it in their faces. We put our hands to the ancient bark. It is rough against my palms. My heartbeat quickens. I shake with this new power. Overcome, I fall. She is before me, bathed in a gentle light, and I know her at a glance. The white hair, blue eyes, the colourful dress. The world falls away until there is nothing but the two of us burning brightly in the wilderness. Just Eugenia Spence and me.